like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Crystal Davis.
And this is It's Movie Time. Crystal, Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Quite entertaining.
And, tell me why.
There was a lot of unexpectedness. The action, I thought, was fantastic. More raunchy than I expected at times.
Yep.
But overall, I really liked it.
In the end, we like to enjoy a good, silly movie.
We do.
And it's a takeoff on all the spy thrillers, most notably James Bond.
Definitely. And it is over the top. But, you know, you come to expect that in the spy genres. Things that can't actually, there's no way they can survive, but yet they still do.
We laughed to each other at the opening sequence. A car chase, including the one where he's going along on the door.
Yes.
Imaginative car chases in this genre.
That's true.
That to get one that gets our attention and has us laugh to each other about it, this is pretty good stuff.
Yes, when he flipped himself back up into the car, which, but the way he got out of that situation was very interesting. I don't want to give everything away.
No, of course not. And I love the mechanical dogs.
Yes. The robotics in this movie were very entertaining.
This actually, you're right, the CGI is quite good.
It is.
Director Matthew Vaughn has Colin Firth back again. Revived. Because if we have any of the Kingsman devotees out there, they know this guy got obliterated in the last one.
Yes.
But believe me, anything goes. The cutest new lead, Taron Egerton.
Yes.
As Eggsy. He's great because he's a working class kid.
Yes.
And that kind of very nicely with the more upper crust Colin Firth character.
Yes.
It's a nice combination of the two.
I think so. And who just happens to be dating a princess, by the way. Found that very interesting.
That's right. When he's having dinner with her parents, and the parent is, what, a king or something?
Yes, a king and queen.
Right. And he's giving all these smart answers. We forget. It's just an earpiece where he has his partner feeding it through a computer.
Yes.
He's fighting after the bad lady. Poppy Adams played by
Julianne Moore.
How about that?
I thought she did a fantastic job. Now, I know that some critics have panned her, but I thought she did a great job.
Oh,
villain.
She was wonderful. Mostly her setup, that retro diner in Cambodia.
Yes.
And she is the queen of that. And I think Julianne Moore is having more fun than anybody else in that movie.
It seems like it.
What's driving all the bad stuff here?
The drug sales.
Okay.
Yes.
And in what way?
Poppy Adams, played by Julianne Moore, is the head of a drug cartel. And she wants to dominate. She wants to take over the world. She's mad because she's out in Cambodia and she can't legally sell her drugs in the U.S. scheming to be able to sell drugs legally.
Yes. To me, it's so counterintuitive in the sense that we're trying to stop illegal drug sales. So she, and there have been people, for instance, in the case of marijuana, where they want to legalize it.
Yes.
So it has the same ring to it. And you're saying, well, what's so bad about this?
President ends up being a bit of a bad guy.
She is negotiating with him.
Yes.
And ostensibly to save the millions of people who have been infected. There are people out there on heroin who have been infected in the real world.
Yes.
And so here she has infected them, and she is holding the antidote and holding us hostage.
Yes. So that she can sell drugs legally.
There's something actually good about this bad.
It had a great cast of characters, the other agents.
Let's catalog some of these people. We've already mentioned Julianne Moore, Colin Firth, Elton John.
He helped save some of the agents, I'll put it that way.
You have to go just to see his costume.
Quite raunchy and smutty at times, say that. It is some at times disturbingly violent.
Channing Tatum as Tequila.
That ladies, you know, that's a big reason to go see the movie.
Halle Berry
playing
a dweeby part. Whenever he's in a film, I'm a happy person, and that's Jeff Bridges.
Champagne.
Yes.
Champ for short.
Crystal Davis, Kingsman, The Golden Circle. What grade would you award it?
You're probably going to be surprised by my grade.
Uh-oh.
I give it an A.
All right.
Even with some of the things that I found a little bit offensive and maybe over the top, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Well, I'm right behind you with a B, but between us, that's a B+. A good reason to see in this kind of low time of year for movies.
I agree, and the end was nice, too.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Right. I don't want to give it away.
All right.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by this guy, John DeSando, who we all know and love. Listen to the show and read reviews online at WCBE.org.